Written by the Victors. A Winx fanfiction written by Dragonfly X Parodies. Read by Person of Ithaca. This fanfiction is part of the A Fable Agreed Upon series. She's alone, realizes she hasn't been left alone dim near since she told headmistress Faragonda her name, and so she doesn't bother hiding the outright double take she does when one of the witches who've been after Stella fall in line beside her. She's not dressed in the jumpsuit she's been in every other time they've met, fought, seen each other. Just a colored burgundy crop top and a navy skirt studded with silver, hair swept up in twin buns, and platformed heeled boots that come up to meet calf. Bloom is in line at a coffee shop. So is the witch, apparently. Stormy, right? She asks. The woman doesn't go rigid exactly, but the air around her feels so still, Bloom winces involuntarily. As she so slowly turned her entire body to stare at her. Stormy grimaces, expression flickering through a half dozen variants of disgust and surprise before settling on disdain. It's kind of impressive how quickly she masks herself. What do you want? Bloom nearly blanks for an instant. But she's got a list mashed into the very bottom of her book bag for a reason, and Tecna is the only person she thinks would give her straight answers, except when Bloom has asked her how biased her sources were, Tecna has literally short-circuited, and it's just... She misses Earth. Everybody knew school was bullshit there. Nobody here does. Can I ask you a kind of awkward question? She gets absolute silence and a carefully blank look. Why me? No offense, but you and your friends know where I'm from. I'm not helping you, Pixie. If you have Earth problems... No, I meant... Can you tell me what a witch even is? There's a spark of electricity and oh fuck, she met the witch short circuit too. What the fuck? Are you serious? Stormy cut herself off. Bloom isn't really upset by that because, yeah, she is. Yeah, she'd have been concerned if the witch hadn't mocked, but Stormy's laughter is loud and crackly and everybody is staring. Bloom presses on a tight smile and does not make eye contact with anybody else. A hand slaps her shoulder, the barest shock of static electricity zings through her body and Bloom nearly jumps, except Stormy is shoving her forward the bar and a barista is calling out both their names and Bloom decides to just go with it. They're in public. She doesn't have Stella's ring. It will be fine. Stormy manhandles her into a booth tucked into the back of the shop, and then proceeds to throw back her entire drink, double the size of Bloom's own tea, without pausing to breathe or to swallow. It's more than a little impressive. She flings the used cup over her shoulder. A flash of gold magic snags it and redirects it toward the nearest trash can, then steeps her finger in front of her and stares at Bloom like she's trying to bore hole to her head. Bloom smiles weakly. Nobody told you? Aren't you here for an education? They're not very forthright about things they think are dangerous. Faculty, I mean. Stella's been very upfront about what she thinks you all are. Not that she's wrong or anything, but it's clearly not the whole story. And you care why? I... Right, you're not from Earth. Bloom takes a sip of her tea and grimaces reflexively, and then sets it aside and hunches forward. Public education is mandated in my country. Most of that education is bullshit to make my country look less shitty because they don't like coping with the genocide or the war crime or the rape or the slavery or the eugenics and so on. But we have the internet, so it's not very hard to tell when a textbook is lying to you or when a teacher is. What? I get evil's your whole thing, but I don't magics would be running a school for like magic terrorists or whatever next to their school for heroes and fairies. Stormy's eyes are huge and she ducks her head for a moment. Boom's pretty sure she mouths terrorists to herself. She doesn't know what the magic equivalent is and doesn't really care to find out. She takes another sip from her tea and doesn't pull a face, but by the time she's put it back down, Stormy's apparently composed herself. We draw power from a different source. Fairies draw power from their home world and their own magical core. We use our own willpower and outside sources. So, what's the difference? Exactly. You've got ambient electricity, which sounds pretty innate to me. Stella literally sparkles when she's happy. Bloom has started, unfortunately, setting herself and things around her on fire when she's surprised. There's no intent behind these things. Surely this can't be what Stormy is getting at. I only passed my classes because of my sister's pixie. I am not a nerd. Well, yeah. Stormy got muscle and Bloom's been trying to avoid staring since she caught sight of the witch, but sisters, wait, so covens are a thing? Stormy puts her face in her hands and Bloom's fairly certain she'd start screaming if, well, actually, why isn't she? Stormy doesn't seem the type to care that they're in public. Maybe she doesn't want to get banned from the cafe. Bloom's inherent dislike of beverages aside, the tea is shockingly good. Maybe whatever Stormy had is too? What the fuck are they teaching you? That's why I asked, thanks. Do you think they censor the library? Oh, wait, no. There's a restricted section. They absolutely do. I'm gonna have to break in, aren't I? She doesn't really mean to ask that last part out loud. She rakes a hand through her own hair and sighs, plumbing through her boots. Stormy is scowling at her. I wanna know more about the Earth thing. Whatever you're from, the history? I'll give you Icy's number and you can bug her, but Earth's supposed to be boring. That doesn't sound boring. See, I appreciate the offer, but I'm fairly certain Icy would outright kill me if I texted her. Stormy gives her a pitying look and reaches out and pats her hand. She's had multiple chances to do so already and hasn't, Pixie. If she wanted you dead, you'd be dead. That's oddly flattering. Stella will definitely kill her if she finds out. Musa might get it, maybe Tecna, but they would take her phone from her anyway. But she could just put her in under a pseudonym. And even if Icy lies or whatever too, which if Icy and her sisters hate fairies in general, they might. But Bloom's willing to bet that the fact that Alfea isn't teaching things properly is doing enough to make fairies look bad on its own. She can compare it to what Alfea says and just extrapolate from there. Either way, there's no real harm, is there? It isn't like they can send spell through technology. Bloom asked Tecna about magical spam mail and got a fascinating 40-minute lecture on the topic the other day, because Tecna is the only one who gets Bloom's interest in weirdly specific knowledge about magical realms and doesn't just roll her eyes and change the subject, because Tecna is the best. Okay, yeah, I would... If you thank me, deals off. Stormy says sharply, eyes narrowing, and Blooms holds her hands up in surrender. She leaves with two new numbers in her phone under Study Buddy and Elsa. And a promise to meet back at the cafe on the weekend no matter what bullshit occurs in the meantime. Because Stormy is surprisingly intent on hearing alien history and strict instructions not to text Icy first. She's in the midst of getting ready for bed when her phone starts ringing. And she stares at its ring for a good second before scrambling to pick it up. Are you fucking serious? Icy's voice asks sharply, and her disbelief is audible enough that Bloom snarls through her toothbrush. She splits into the sink and then damn near knocks herself in the face with her phone in her eagerness to get back to the conversation. Yeah, history was kind of my thing. I was gonna go to college for it. You've got that zenith eye short-circuited her? There's a brief silence, and then somebody starts laughing. Not Icy, probably the third one, Darcy. Bloom isn't put out by it. This whole situation is batshit. And she already knows these women are assholes. She's been screaming into her pillow the past couple nights out of frustration that somebody else is apparently so shocked by the situation that their first instinct is to laugh. It's kind of gratifying. You're serious. As a heart attack. What? Sorry, Earth saying. It's an expression. Faintly, she hears someone shouting, I told you, Earth's actually interesting, and more laughter. Right, fine, but this has no bearing on the other stuff, absolutely. There's a beat. The laughter has down-dialed to the giggles, but it's still audible. Fine, what? So, she said I couldn't say thanks. Right. There's another silence. Bloom's face is so hot she can feel it, and she mashes the end call button before things get even weirder. When she turns around, Flora's robe hanging innocently off the hook on the back of their shared bathroom's door is on fire. Oh, come on!